We wanted to talk briefly about some of the initiatives we've pursued and aggressively pursued in the area of making sure that our borders are more secure. I think there's a perception out there as to the way the borders are handled, that is that they're open and that there's very little progress in the area of controlling them. And that perception is not unusual. It's human nature to look at history and say that's the way things are today. But the fact is we have made dramatic strides in trying to bring the borders under control. We've added almost a 40% increase in border agents, increased the number of agents by almost 4,000. We've increased the number of detainee beds by approximately 10,000. We've increased the funding for the Coast Guard by about $7.5 billion. We've dramatically increased the number of customs agents at our port facilities. We've dramatically increased our port security activities. We've set up new procedures for handling the threat of a nuclear weapon coming into the United States. And we've significantly expanded our capability in biological terrorism prevention. There is a lot going on. We've set up a whole new regime so that people coming into this country today are now basically reviewed relative to a structure called U.S. Visit, which actually checks fingerprints against a very large database. So we have made rather large strides in getting our borders under control. And we're continuing on a path of doing that. And we're starting to see some successes in this area. And I hope that people will recognize that although history has been rather poor in this area, that we are moving in the right direction and that this government has made the type of commitments necessary in order to get control over our borders.